Hi, this is a dictation for Sylvia Gordon, SYLYAGORDON. Data Services 11/5/2025. Date of birth 6/26/1967. Date of accident is 9/26/2025. And Data Services 11/5/2025. Chief complaint, severe pain in the right shoulder, left shoulder, upper back, part of the neck, and across. Severe spasm is reported. Some pain is shooting down to the lower part of the chest from back. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 9/26/2025 at around 9 a.m. While she was traveling with her husband as a front seat passenger, her husband was driving. He's also doing physical therapy and not doing well. They were traveling in a Honda Accord and were hit by a van. They were traveling in Lincoln Park. The road is not known at this time. The police report has been filed and patient has been requested for that report. Patient do not remember the speed of the car, but they were stopped on a stoplight where there were two cars in front. It was construction jam. And they were rear-ended at a moderately high speed of over 40 to 50 miles an hour. It was a high-speed impact. Damage was to the rear bumper, but no breakage of the windshield glass, door glass, or passenger doors. There was no damage to inside of the car. Regarding the injury, patient reports dull chest pain for a few days, neck pain, upper back pain, and she was wearing a seatbelt, and airbags did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness for a minute. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to Henry Ford Hospital Wyandotte via ambulance, where she was there for 6 to 7 hours. An injection to the Robaxin was given, and Toradol injection. CT of the head and neck was done. And then patient was discharged. Since then, patient has had 3 physical therapy visits, no chiro visits, and primary care physician, she has seen 2 visits who provided her medications. No other treatments have been done. This is a chief complaint. Patient is reporting of the following issues. There are no headaches, no symptoms of TBI reported. Patient has no ringing in the ear, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision issues, no ear ringing, no taste problem or smell problem, no TMJ pain or face pain, no memory issues or orientation problems. Patient has no sidal anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine and bowel, no numbness, tingling, no radiculopathy, no lethargy or lightheadedness. The patient does have a painful walk. Due to this issues, moderate to severe anxiety and panic is reported. Difficulty in sitting and standing. He has a lot of nightmares. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the right shoulder 7, left shoulder is 8. She can move up to 120 degrees of abduction from the right shoulder and the left shoulder. The pain in the neck, lower part of the neck and upper back is reported to be a tune of 9 with severe muscle spasm. They're described as being several times a day, throbbing, shooting, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender, 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. Patient is modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, lying down, and improved by medications only. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, family history, relationship status, allergies, legal history, as well as the personal history. Please review the ADLs as well as the diagnosis page for Sylvia Gordon. She self-referred this time. Physical examination. The patient is a 58-year-old black female. Height is 5'5" and the weight is 220. Blood pressure 140 over 100, pulse 91, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 97.3, height is 5'5", weight is 220. Patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be lethargic but mildly anxious. She has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices or antalgic gait. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological exam, which is normal, musculature examination. There will be a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle. Bilaterally, involving the lower part of the neck and the upper back, including trigger points, bilaterally, 2 to 3 on each side, as a reproducible tenderness. Paravertebral muscle is not noticed to be tender. SI joints are not tender. No other spine tenderness is noticed. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation, confirm templates. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Range of motion of cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 20. In maneuvers to identify reproducible pain, cervical spine Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive. Lerner test was positive. Sotoal test was negative. Distraction test was negative. Thoracic spine Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. And CAM test is positive. While Bregar test and Babinski sign is negative. SI joints. SI joints are not tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Weber test, Gunston test are all negative. Extremities examination. Except for both shoulders, rest of the extremities are completely unremarkable. Examination of both the shoulders is as follows. Hawken Kennedy test was found positive, so was speed test, near test, and anterior and posterior apprehension test bilaterally. Pain level is 7 on the right and 8 on the left shoulder. Range of motion is 120 degrees maximum without pain in forward flexion and abduction. While distally, there are no motor deficits. The carpal testing is negative. Phelan test sign is negative. Grip is normal. Motor power is normal, 5x5. Reflexes are normal. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plans. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin to affect the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and affect the trapezius muscle spasm. And the traction massage is ordered. Patient is released to regular work at her request. 5 days, 6 hours, 0 pound lifting limit. Housework, replacement, and transportation is also ordered. Maps have been reviewed. Labs have been ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, not warranted. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. We will release the records to the hospital. Interventional pain procedure. Trigger points could help the patient if she continues to have severe pain. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered released from Sinai Grace Hospital. No, sorry, Henry Ford Hospital, Wyandotte. Investigations. We are not ordering an investigation. We'll be working on it next time. EMEs. Patient is not being provided any DME. She already has a tense unit. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Medications. Patient is being provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Allopurinol 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder. Zoloft 50 mg at night for anxiety and panic nightmares. Ertram 50 mg PRN for pain relief, lidocaine ointment, topical for topical pain relief. Thank you.